Hello, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
There we go. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
Feliz Sábado.
Feliz Sábado.
Good job. Wow. Y'all sounding better than I thought. Hey guys, I have a story, but it's a little different. I try to switch it out every once in a while. And so, look, I have a story. You want it? Okay. So, what do you see here? What is this? It's not the Bible. It kind of looks like the Bible, but it's just a what? A what?
Book.
Good job. What do you see in this book? It's what? Nothing yet, right? It's just empty, right? It looks like there's nothing in it, right? Does it look interesting?
No.
Right?
No.
If you will see this book laying on a bookshelf like that, maybe at Barnes and Nobles, would you buy it?
No.
You would? You wouldn't? Yeah, I don't think I would buy it. I like bright covers and interesting titles, and I really don't want to read the title of this book, but it's just simple, isn't it? We can't really tell what's inside. There's no title, it's plain, the color is not very appealing, so it's not interesting, right? We don't consider this book interesting. It might be one of the most interesting books you could ever read, but because we just look at it, we may just be like, nah, I don't want to read that. You would. So, there's an old saying that said that we cannot judge a book by its what? Cover, right? So, like I said, that could be the most interesting book of all, but because the cover is not pretty, it's not sparkling, or it's not having a big old title, or maybe a face that we can recognize, we're not interested in opening it and learning what's inside. So, this happens with people as well. You know, sometimes we just look at someone, and because they're not wearing maybe the clothes that we think they should, or because their shoes are not those cool shoes that just came out, or because their hair may not be brushed as you would think they should be brushed, we just kind of be like, I don't think I like that person. I don't think I want to hang out with that person. That kid is wearing blue pants, yellow shirt, and a red belt. That's weird. And so we kind of judge people by their cover, just like we judge the book. How many of us sometimes look at people and we're like, let me just step a little bit to the side. I don't want to be that close. Have we done that? I have. I'm gonna be honest. Right? I've done it.
Yes.
Yeah, we're all guilty, right? We've done that. It's part of being human. And there's not a big thing about being human. It's normal. It's who you are. But you know what? We're not just humans. What are we? Different than just being human, we're what? We're Christians, right? We are all sons and daughters of God. So if God made, for example, Valerie, he made her special. And we cannot judge Valerie for her looks, but who she really is. In the Bible, it tells us that God searches for what? The heart, right? If God searches for the heart, why do we just get entertained by the looks if the heart is more important? So sometimes we have to give ourselves a chance to know everybody. And that way, we can meet their heart. And maybe that person hasn't given their heart to Jesus yet, but you could be the reason why they do it. Isn't that amazing? You have the power to search for people's heart so that God can find them too. Is that good? Yes? Do you believe in that? All right, so if you see a book like this, would you not consider to read it?
Yeah.
Yes, because we cannot judge it by its cover. The same way we cannot judge anybody by how they look. Is that good? Yes? Did we learn something new? Yes, good job. All right, who would like to do the prayer today? Let's go, Luis.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the children's story we had. I hope we learned something, all of us, and we can't judge anybody. In Jesus' name, pray, amen.
Amen. Good job. Thank you.